Former hostage, I was abducted by Palestinian civilians, sold to Hamas. By Joel B. Polak on April 9, 2024. A former Israeli hostage who was freed during a truce in November says that she was abducted from her home in Israel on October 7 by Palestinian civilians, not Hamas members, who then sold her in Gaza to Hamas terrorists. Breitbart News visited the scene of the attack in November and spoke to survivors of Niraz, who also said that Palestinian civilians had joined in the attack and the looting once Hamas had breached the kibbutz boundary. The Jewish News Syndicate reports. Nili Margalit, 42, on a tour of Europe to raise awareness of the 133 Israeli hostages still in captivity, told France's Le Point magazine on Monday that it was Palestinian Arab civilians, not Hamas, who abducted her from her home in Niraz on October 7. They negotiated with Hamas to sell me. When they were paid, I was taken straight into a tunnel, she said. There are no innocent citizens there. They are families controlled by Hamas. There are children who from the moment they are born are taught that Israel is Palestine and just to hate Jews, she said. Other hostages have reported similar experiences of being sold or being worked as slaves in Gaza, with little to eat. The Bipas family, including one-year-old baby Kafir, are rumored to have been sold within Gaza, and their whereabouts unknown. Other than the father, Yarden Bibas, who is in the custody of Hamas terrorists. The upcoming Passover holiday, April 22 to 30, celebrates the freedom of the Israelites from slavery in ancient Egypt. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.